In a letter to the governor, Cooper calls the new voter ID legislation regressive and says it would restrict North Carolinians' access to the polls. Provisions in the bill would severely limit working people's ability to vote early and on weekends, says Cooper. New voters wouldn't be able to pre-register and vote as soon as they turn 18. And people who mistakenly show up at the wrong polling place would not be able to vote. Cooper also questions the need for voter ID, calling the requirements unnecessary, expensive, and burdensome. The attorney general says the new law is likely to be challenged by the U.S. Department of Justice, and civil rights groups will no doubt fight it as well. The bill passed both chambers along strict party lines. Every Republican present voted for the bill. Every Democrat voted against it. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.